This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good afternoon. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. We're proud to be on the station AM 590, The Answer, the Inland Empire's leading talk station. To the listener, you can always reach myself or my colleagues at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, with any personal questions you may have. Now, I'm a principal at Falcon Wealth Planner, a registered investment advisory firm. We are a fee-only financial planning firm that also manages money. Now, we do a lot more than just money management. The financial planning side is what makes us special. It's what nobody else wants to do because you actually need knowledge to do it. The money management side is easy. It's ridiculously easy. People who choose stocks on their own or think they can or try to time markets, which we think they're crazy, they claim that they have all these fancy numbers that they can get you a 20% rate of return, which I'm being facetious. That's a bit extreme, but they claim they can do it. And that's all everybody wants to brag about because they think they can just manage your money and they want to take your money and manage it. Kind of the joke in the industry. It's easy to take the money and hard to give it back. So, but the point is we are financial planners. We take a look at your specific situation and we give you input based on all the knowledge that we've seen over thousands, tens of thousands of different perspectives. And we take that knowledge to give it to you in a way, in a manner that is simple. And our theme is planning made simple. So what that helps you with is where you are today, how retirement looks like, taking a look at your tax situation, investments, estate planning, and insurance. We are offering a free financial assessment that covers all of that and tells you exactly what you need to do to point you in the right direction. It's a $500 value, folks. We are offering that to you at no cost. All you have to do is give us a call at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We have offices all across Southern California, including one in the Inland Empire. We can help with your financial situation because the money management side is easy. You shouldn't be overpaying for money management. It's, I hate to say it, and here's the secret in the industry, folk. I gotta look left and right here. Here's the secret. I gotta whisper this. It's all about the same. All investment managers are all the same. Think about it. Everybody's buying the same stuff. You're buying large cap companies. You're buying Walmart. You're buying Apple. You're buying Microsoft. You're buying Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, Home Depot. All the they're all the same. It's not hard. We joke at our office saying, man, I should start my own mutual fund. How easy is that? So you need to go with somebody that's offering more than just investment management because you can just buy the S&P 500. Well, if you don't want to take as much risk, then you buy a bond index in conjunction with the stock index. So maybe you do 60% stocks, 40% bonds, 50% stocks, 50% bonds, so on and so forth. It's not difficult. So don't overpay for that. And sadly, that's what this industry offers, is selling you the idea that you can't do it on your own. Well, maybe you can. You just need to be pointed in the right direction. And depending on your situation, yes, you might need help. But depending on your situation, you can avoid paying thousands, tens of thousands in fees on an annual basis by avoiding some junk products that's being sold to you, typically at free dinner seminars. If you need help making sure if it's something you could do on your own, which you could save thousands, or something you maybe need help with, or just some low-hanging fruit that you're missing because you work 9 to 5 and you have a specialty in whatever your job is, we can help with that. That's what we do. We are offering you a free financial assessment. Now's the time to take advantage of that. When are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? If you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? When you retire, it's too late at that point. It doesn't make sense. Now is the time to do it. And what I'm saying sounds like you, where you're kind of on the fence because you're working with someone or been sold something. Now is the time to make sure you could save money on fees, potentially do it on your own, and potentially low-hanging fruit that's available that you're missing. Give us a call. This is what we specialize in. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com. For short, we will give you a free comprehensive financial assessment. It's a $500 offer. We'll give that to you at no cost. Calling from the radio, just say you got us from the radio. You can take full advantage of that. Because the financial planning piece is the difficult part. It's the most difficult part. Because you might be working with someone who's a financial, whatever they call themselves, financial planner, investment advisor, investment consultant, financial, whatever it is. By the way, those names are all bogus. They can call themselves whatever they want. They don't need a license to call themselves something. They can call themselves whatever they want. So who cares what they're called? They can even give themselves a vice president title, which it's funny because almost every person at these commission-based firms are vice presidents. That's ironic. Just makes them sound important so you believe them so they can sell you more things because they're smart because they're a VP. Ask them how many other VPs are there. Everybody's a VP. Jeez, oh Pete, I'm riled up here. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. So we're talking about financial planning, folks, and we see situations all the time. That's why I just have people coming in on a daily basis, and I always have something to talk about because it's you. It's the listeners that call us, give us situations, meet with us where we help you, and then we share that information with you. Last week, we had three specific situations that were all very similar. They were all small business owners, folks, okay? That means they have their own company, and there are different ways to structure your own company. Now, they work with a financial advisor, and these financial advisors don't even mention the things that I mentioned to them in a simple 40-minute conversation. Now, it wasn't a phone 40 minute, it was in person, and you say hi for 10 minutes, bye for 5 minutes. So really it was about 25 minutes of information. Anyway, so we ended up talking about tax strategies and retirement strategies for self-employed people. Yet again, financial advisors, they don't do this. All they care about is just managing money. That's all they want to focus on, which is ridiculous. Small business owners have the most opportunity to be planning, whether it's on taxes or retirement or an investment or whatever, they have the most opportunity. And sadly, it's often missed. So we're looking at what all three of these people last week, in just 1 week alone, what they had in common. And it was all this. Their accountant, who's supposed to be a tax specialist, their accountant had them set up as a sole proprietorship. A sole proprietorship. So what does that mean? That means everything's just under their social. It's a one-man shop, typically, and they're running business. And they're doing a very successful job in doing that. So let me give you those three businesses, what they were. One was somebody who does kind of like a fire alarm installation. Okay? The other one was part of a startup of a tech. He does consulting for a tech company. Okay? And the last one, clean spools. So they had all one thing in common. Number one, they're also sole proprietorships, which means they were pretty much the main dog. And that, by the way, is on your Schedule C on your tax returns. Your Schedule C means you have a small business, okay? Which shows up on line 12 of the front page of your tax returns, plus or minus. So one thing all three of these people had in business is all three of them had over $100,000 of income from their business. So I would consider that a very successful business. Now, their advisors, they don't say anything. They just say, hey, you should set up this account. You can save money and we get to manage it and everybody's happy. You'll retire a millionaire. That's what they claim. They don't even talk about the fees, the commissions, and the non-suitable or not even in their best interest investments that they're recommending to them. Forget all that. Because small business owners are focused on making money. They put their head down. They're good at making money. They're bad at managing it. So the recommendation, and here's the thing, and maybe we'll talk about recommendation a little bit later. Here's the thing. There are different ways to form a business, folks. There are absolutely different ways. There is a sole proprietorship. Okay, that's just the easiest way. You just go to the bank, set it up, you're done. Put it in your name. Maybe you trademark the name or something. okay? And it's just under your social. Very easy peasy, okay? The other way is you could do an LLC. Now, that's a corporation. It's a limited liability company. What that does is it prevents you if you want to get sued. It also makes it just a separate company. It gets its own tax ID number, and there's multiple shares, so you can give it to multiple different people, okay? That is a simple way to do it. You just have to get the articles of a corporation. It's a one-page document through the state of California or whatever state that you live in, and then you fill out the documentation, you set it up, and then you go to the IRS website and apply for an IRS tax ID number. Then you have an S-Corp. S-Corp is the same situation for the most part, a little bit more paperwork involved, but it's a separate company, separate entity, and you need to get a separate tax ID number. C-Corp is the same way. So you have a regular sole proprietorship, you have an S-Corporation, a C-Corporation, and an LLC. Now, there are some major differences between the two that nobody ever talks about. And most of it, in my opinion, because I'm a financial planner and most of your biggest expenses is taxes, whether you know it or not. I know it because I do it every day. And you probably feel you're paying a lot in taxes, but that's what we focus on. So our biggest point, yes, I understand the liability piece. I understand there's other restrictions, a few things that could be pro or con depending on your situation. But the big piece is that the taxes are a big difference, yes, and the liability piece of it as well. But that's the big difference. And depending on the growth of the company, there could be a recommendation for each and if there's going to be new partners. Now, the things that these three people had in common is they've gotten no advice. Sadly, some of the advice that they did get was from their accountant that was wrong. And that's sadly what I see people doing all the time because it's all biased, subjective based on their situation and what they recommend to their clients to set up and how to set up their corporation. Sadly, it's due to the laziness of the people that they're getting the advice from. And I hate to be picking on accountants, but some of it could also be advisors. There are some really good accountants out there as well. It doesn't matter if they're CPA, enrolled agent, or a tax preparer. But what I want to talk to you about is the benefits of the main benefits that I made the recommendations for. It's making sure you don't make that mistake, okay? So we're going to take a quick little break here, and I want you to stay with us because we're going to go over the benefits of the different type of corporations for a small business. If you want help, if you want to make sure you can reach out, if you can't wait till the break, give us a call, 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us. This is Gabriel Shane, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. We hope you're enjoying the show, going over all things in personal finance. Every week we go over taxes, Social Security, retirement planning, investments, ways to protect you from what's out there. If you need help with that anytime, or what we're talking about sounds like you, we are offering a free financial assessment that can help relate this show to your personal situation. We are offering that for free at no cost. Give us a call at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the rest of the show. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host, More Knowledge, More Wealth. We were talking about financial planning, investment management, and everybody wants to manage investments, and the financial planning part is just so important. And this past week alone, we've had three people that came in actually from the radio and asked questions. We had a lot more than three, but three of them were so similar. They were self-employed people that all had a sole proprietorship, that were all self-employed small business owners. And none of those three had any proper advice based on their situation. Now, they were all profitable, they were all single owners, but they had some similarities between them. What was the similarities? They're all making over $100,000. Holy smokes. One of the kids was 27 years old. No, actually, the rest weren't kids. One was 50 and the other was in their 60s. But the point is getting proper advice. And sadly, lack of advice, proper guidance is just what is around these days. I mean, sadly, the lack thereof, proper advice and knowledge is what I see the biggest issues being these days. I mean, if this sounds like you, or you don't, if you're not getting advice, if you don't have a mentor, if you don't have someone that's looking over your shoulder consistently doing any type of a tax planning or just a review of your situation, that's what we're here for, folks. This is what we help people like you with on a daily basis. And sadly, a lot of people go undone. They've gone years, decades without getting this advice. And I feel so bad, like one of those three people that did not get this advice and they're already in their 60s. I feel so bad for them. Because they've missed out on thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, and I think their case was almost hundreds of thousands in opportunity that they just missed out on. And it's just a sad situation. So you need help with that. Don't let that be you. You don't want to be that what if, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Now is the time to act so that doesn't happen. I don't care if you're 40, 50, 70, 60, 20. You need help. You need to call because these are things that have drastic impacts on your life financially. You give us a call at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can help take a look at your situation, assess your situation, and help with your financial situation so we can make sure that you increase your wealth by saving money, whether it's in the fees that you're paying, whether it's in taxes, your circumstance in general. That's why it's so vague, because each situation is so different. That's why I'm talking about these three specific business owners that came over a 1 week period, because they were all so similar, which is so rare, which is why I'm talking about it today. So we had all three people that came in. They all had sole proprietorships. They were all profitable. And I went talking about the different formations, four main formation differences is sole proprietorship. That's just the simplest way to do it. An LLC, also pretty simple way to do it. And it's a separate company with limited liability if you ever get sued. An S corporation and a C corporation. Okay. Now, I want to talk about the difference for all of them right now and maybe how it relates to these people because we don't have a lot of time. So the main part is this. Things to take into consideration is taxes. Now, there's two types of taxes. There is the taxes you pay on your personal tax returns, okay? So the income that you make, you got to pay taxes on it to the tax bracket at the personal rates. Then you have corporate tax returns, okay? Now, those are at corporate rates. The only one of those that are subject to that in the four examples of sole proprietorship, LLC, S-Corp, and C-Corp is the C-Corp. Now, the problem with that is, yes, you have to pay taxes on the profits, but then you also get taxed as the business owner on the dividends, which is the profits it makes. You get taxed double. Not only does the company get, the corporation get taxed, but you get taxed as well. So that's annoying. Things to take into consideration. If you see yourself growing exponentially, if you see yourself going through passing ownership simply, if you see yourself in just different situations, it could make sense. Here's something else as we're talking about taxes, okay? Sole proprietorship and LLC, and even just you right now with your normal income working for a company, you're subject to not only your federal taxes, not only your state taxes, but you're also subject to, here's a lot of people aren't aware of this, of Social Security tax. Now, for simplicity, that's about 7%, 7.5% for you. Now, that's taken out of your paycheck up to $118,500. Now, after that, you only get taxed the Medicare tax of roughly 2%, which is 1% you, 1% the employer. So you're subject to that. So you pay 6% for simplicity for Social Security, and you pay 1% for the Medicare tax. That's a tax people aren't even aware of, and that's only for $118,500. $500. Now, the Medicare is unlimited. They'll tax you for that as long as possible, okay? So now we're talking about self-employed people. Here's the thing with self-employed. The benefit of working for somebody, of being a W-2 employee, the benefit is they cover half of it. You know what the actual tax is? It's 15%. So working for somebody, they cover 7.5, and you pay the other 7.5. So the con of being the downside of being self-employed is you have to pay the whole 15. Okay, so now we know that's what the con is. But a lot of people are missing a big part, and on the formation of how you form your business is so dependent on this important facts of self-employment tax. By the way, if you're just joining us, you're listening to More Knowledge, More Wealth. I am your host, Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner. We are going over all important topics of personal finance, and one of them is this circumstance we saw three times this week alone, and that's taxation on small business. If what I'm talking about makes some sense to you, if it's something that you need help with, it's something that somebody kind of mentioned to you once but didn't really fully give you all the information, we help with that. Give us a call. We do this on a daily business. You set up on a daily basis. You set up a business once or twice in your life, we do it 20 times a month because this is what we do and this is what we specialize in. Reach out to us. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can help with your situation, making sure you are making the proper decisions. So we just talked about FICA tax and Social Security tax. Okay, so Social Security and Medicare tax. We just talked about that. It's 15%. Okay, if you work for an employer, then they cover 7.5%, you cover 7.5%. Now let's talk about if you're self-employed. If you have a sole proprietorship and an LLC, if that's how your business is set up, you have to pay the full 15%. That's important to know because here's what a tax beneficial strategy is an S-Corp avoids that. You avoid paying the Medicare tax and the Social Security tax. Now, it doesn't mean if you make $200,000, you don't pay yourself any salary. So you still have to pay yourself a salary, but you can control it a little bit more. You can pay yourself a salary of $50,000 and maybe get pass-through income from the S-Corp. It gets taxed at your rates. But you avoid the self-employment tax. You avoid the 7.5% and the 15% because you're self-employed. You avoid that. So if you pass through $50,000, you just saved yourself $7,500 in taxes that people who are sole proprietorship and people who are LLCs don't even know because their accountant, their advisor, whoever, their attorney gave them improper advice, not understanding their full situation. And I see that all the time. I feel bad for the client in their 60s. Yes, we're going to make some recommendations and some changes for them, but for their specific financial situation, they should have been in the S-Corp this whole time, but they've been in a sole proprietorship. They've been paying $20,000 in additional taxes that they could have been avoiding for the past 25 years. That's the value we bring. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Yes, your accountant does your taxes. His goal is to reduce taxes, but they don't do tax planning. If you meet with them once or twice a year, guess what? That's not tax planning. That's tax preparation. There's a difference. Your advisor, what is he doing? He's just focusing on investments, selling you products, selling you junk. They don't do tax planning. It's so easy to manage money. There's thousands of products they can sell you. Who cares? That's easy. Everybody can do that. But it's the planning, financial planning side of it where the true value comes in. If they don't even look at your tax returns, how are they even your financial advisors? They're not. How are they? They don't even know your financial situation if they don't even look at your tax returns. It's an ironic title of a position. It's a joke. True financial advisor, true financial planner understands your full financial situation so they can give you proper financial advice. And sadly, that's missing. That's where we can help. That's where we take a look at your situation, whether you're self-employed or not. Today's topic just ended up being on being self-employed. But we take a look at your financial situation of where you are today, your cash flows, what's coming in, what's going out. We take a look at your retirement planning. How much do you need to save? How much do you need? What's your target rate of return? When to take Social Security? When to take out the pension? Should you cash out a pension? Taxes. What can you do to save on taxes? What strategies are available to help reduce it, not just now, but forever? We take a look at investments, making sure you're properly allocated, not taking too much risk, making sure you're avoiding high fees, high commissions. Insurance and estate planning, making sure that you are properly protected if God forbid something happens, along with real estate planning and so on. This is what we do, and we can help you with this. We are offering a free financial assessment that goes over everything we just talked about. All you have to do is give us a call. We can set you up in any one of our locations in Southern California. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Folks, as we close out this show, we want to thank you for tuning in with me this weekend. You can always reach myself, my colleagues at Falcon Wealth Planning. Phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. You can call us. We'll have a personal, confidential conversation to help relate this show to your specific situation. Tune in every weekend where we go over all important topics in personal finance. Our goal is to give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Also, we have podcasts available. Feel free to download those podcasts so you can listen to this show at any time and pass it along to your friends. We want to thank you for listening. We want you to enjoy your afternoon. Have a great week, and God bless.